regulars, man. I just want to share with you a brief thought. Take with you in the future. The pasuk says in Mishlei, "Ora chayim lemala lemaskil lemansur mishalmot." The way of life for a maskil, for someone who uses his intelligence, someone who's thinking, is always lemaila, to go up. When it comes to ruchnius, there's no stationary state. We can't be neutral. We can't stay in the same place. It's either up or down. So one who is a master, one who understands that, he's constantly pushing himself to achieve more, to go further, to go weiter, to go higher. Because he realizes that if he's not going to go higher, then sur mishal mata, he's going to go down. There is no stationary state. Rashi and Parshas Ekev quotes a similar idea. It says in the pasuk, V'hayim shamoa tishmu, and tishma b'yashan tishma b'chadosh. If you listen to Divrei Torah in old, get yourself to do chazara. You listen at one stage, then you'll be tishma b'chadosh. You'll hear new things as well. But in lo tishma b'yashan, if you stop listening, so then you're not gonna listen in the future. What does one have to do with the other? You didn't listen today. You can listen tomorrow. The answer is it becomes more and more difficult to listen. If a person has a rifyon, if you have a weakness, at one point in time, it's very hard to pick yourself up. You always have to be lemaila lemaskil. You always have to be going further. Rashi quotes, there's a Megillah. In the parentheses, they say it must be a Megillah Storm because we don't have this. It's not a pasuk in Tanakh. It's not a Yerushalmi. It's nowhere. There's a statement that in Tazeni Yom, Yomayim Ezveka. If you abandon me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kaveyochel, but if you abandon me for one day, then I'll abandon you for two. What does that mean? So it's a mashal, the Medrash gives a mashal that if there are two friends and they say goodbye to each other, and one friend walks in one direction and the other walks in the opposite direction, so in one day's time, they're not just one day apart from each other, they're 2 days apart because each one is walking in the opposite direction. And it's the same thing when it comes to life. The train of Ruchnius is going in one direction. If we get off that train and we go on to the train that's on the next track that's going in the opposite direction, so we get farther and farther from the goal that we're supposed to be at. And it becomes much harder to recoup and to get back on the right train, to get back in the proper direction. Someone suggested a mashal that life is like a down escalator. You're trying to go up a down escalator. Life, all the gashmias of life, it pulls us down naturally. But the goal is to go up, to constantly be going up. If you stop, it's not that you're going to remain neutral in that position. You're going to go down with the escalator because it's constantly going down. So you have to push yourself. You have to walk double speed in order to push yourself upward. This past Chol HaMoed Pesach, I took a trip hiking with my family. And I went, it was actually pretty cold outside, so I went with a jacket and a sweater, and then when I got out of the van, so my kids turned to me and said, Abba, you better take off your sweater, because it's going to get pretty hot when you're hiking. But I left my jacket on because I said to myself, it's still pretty chilly, you know. And then as we were hiking, I even got hot. I took off my jacket too. It was really hot. The sun was baking down, and it was very hot. But then it was a lot of effort. It was a tough climb. Not so tough. For you guys, it would have been so tough. Right? It was a tough climb up this small mountain. There are a couple of stairs. It was a tough climb up. And, you know, I was commenting to my wife, you know, it's challenging. You know, sometimes, yeah, you know, the climb is grueling. So she's listening to me and smiling, and then when we get to the top, you saw this glorious view. So she looked at me and she said, you know, sometimes the climb is tough and grueling, but the view from the top is really glorious. So I said to her, I said, ah, it's such a fart. No, really, it's such an important Musa Haskell for life. You know, we work so hard and we get so involved in the sugyas and every single sugya, and every sugya is so critical, but sometimes we don't realize that we're preparing ourselves for a glorious view. We can accomplish so much, and then we just see Shas, we see Torah, we see mitzvahs in such a different light. And it's so much more beautiful, so much more rewarding. Look, the key to continuing to grow is all about small things. We're going to be doing different things in the summer, in June's month. Some of us are going to be working. Some of us are going to be graduating. We're not going to be able to be in the Beis Medrash for the same amount of time. Some of us are not going to be able to be in the Beis Medrash for the same amount of time as we were able to during the regular Zman. So how do we keep growing? The key is small things. You know, the Gemara in Shabbat says that when a person comes before the Bezdin Shalmalam for a din, they ask him a number of questions. And one of the questions they ask him is, Kavata itim la Torah. They don't say, you know, did you learn Torah? Did you have a full say there? You know, did you learn all the Briske Lomdis? That's not what they ask him. They ask him if you were Kavaya itim la Torah. Did you have set times? The key is the Kvias itim. To have a Kvias itim, no matter what you're doing, to have set times that you're going to learn, and they're sacrosanct. You're not going to break them. Every day, small things are very important. There are 49 days between the beginning of Pesach and Shavuos. You don't jump to Shavuos immediately. Every day is very important. Every day has to count. Every moment has to count. But it's small things. We don't look at the big picture. We have to look at small things as well. That's so, so critical. It's critical when it comes to learning. It's critical when it comes to tefillah as well. You have to make it our business to daven 3 times a day, to try to daven with a minyan. Sometimes a person's at work, it's hard to get minyanim. Nowadays it's a lot easier, so we should try. Try to daven 3 times a day with the minyan. It really grounds you. It really grounds you, and it makes you a different person. Sometimes it's kedai when you're away from the base medrash to spend time to work on a midah, whether it's the midah of kaas, or atzlus, or taiva, to work on a midah. To try to control yourself a little bit more in one area. Don't try to work on all midas at the same time. It's very difficult. But if you want to work on taiva, so you know you can give up one piece of cake. Try to give up a little bit to learn self control. Kaas is a very hard midah to work on. To work on kaas a little bit. Someone gets you angry. So try to ignore it. Atzlus, to get up a couple of minutes before davening, a couple of minutes earlier than what you used to. You work on one midah, it's like you're going to work on all of your midahs. If you learn self-control in your midahs for one midah, then it's going to relate to all of your midahs. Working on midahs is also a very important part of growth. And that's something that we can do in a small measure. It doesn't take a long time. Small things can really change us. I had a friend once who used to collect all of his coins in a jar. And he never wanted to walk around with his change, so he would collect all his dimes and his nickels in his jar, and, you know, and he just left it in the jar. And at the end of the year, you know, he looked at the jar. He wasn't going to take the whole jar home. He wanted to turn it into dollar bills, and he didn't. He couldn't imagine, but it was incredible what those couple of nickels and dimes, you know, every day, a nickel and a dime here and there. You know, he didn't have a CAF card. It was before that time. So, you know, whenever he got change, so he collected all the nickels and the dimes and the pennies. It's mitzdarif lecheshbon gadol. It really can add up to a lot. And it's the same way with our learning, with our tefillah, with all of the mitzvahs and masim tovim we do. We have to keep at it, slowly but surely. If we keep at it, and we try to grow in small ways, we'll see that it'll actually combine to something really significant, and we'll be able to achieve a sense of shleimus, even if we're not in the base medrash, even if we're not dedicating the same amount of time to learning that we do during the rest of the year. Graduation is a special time as well. Graduation is not an end. Commencement is beginning. Right? Commencement really means to commence, to begin. Graduation is not the end of an era, but it's the beginning of the next era, the beginning of the next period of time in a person's life. I think it's important to mark the milestone of a graduation, because when a person graduates, they look back on the past, on what they've accomplished, and it's so important to take stock. It's so important to mark a milestone and to appreciate the kinds of accomplishments that a person has had. It's almost like a siyum masechta. Whenever a person makes a siyum, we have a sudas mitzvah. Why? Siyum masechta is very important because when everyone recognizes the accomplishments of chaverim, so it serves as a goad. It's a chizak for the rest of the chabura that they see how much a person has grown. They see how much a rebbe is machshiv, a talmud who's grown in the shir for many years. And it gets them to feel that they want to be like that Talmud. They want to be able to grow to the level of that Talmud. Graduation is a time to express Hakaras HaTov, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Siyata Deshmaya that He's given us to enable us to achieve this milestone in life. And thirdly, I think a graduation is a time when it's important maybe to exchange gifts. Maybe it's important to give a token of appreciation or to give some kind of a memory, a sefer or a gift or something that can serve as a memory that a person can carry with them in their life.